Hello, welcome to Talking Hogs, the podcast that's still crazy after all these years. The rules are simple. There are none. The summer of Zoom continues. Though I think we're just about out of that tunnel. I think we might have something concrete. God, I fucking hope so. I do enjoy these episodes, though. We were talking off air last week. I know me and Aaron was. Maybe we mentioned it on air. I don't know. Days blend together.
A lot of yelling.
I feel like the Zoom episodes, you get to know us, the guys, who we are and what we're about. Aaron has so much food in his mouth, it's unreal.
I ain't never going to see you motherfuckers again. That's my plan.
No.
Oh, Aaron's busy again.
Oh, chow it down, boy. What's that, Pop-Tarts?
No, that's pure protein, baby.
Pure protein. Yeah, you can tell it's a protein bar by the way it bends. It's like 9/11 beams. Like, they don't just break in half. They just
jet
totally.
Jet fuel cannot melt protein bars.
No, jet fuel, no, hell no, they can't. The only thing that can break them apart is Aaron's fucking dinosaur teeth he has.
Bend don't break, baby, just like my bones.
Well, how have y'all been?
Fantastic, man.
We'll start this off fucking fire. I got a cup full of... We're getting knobbed up this evening on the cast.
Yeah, boy, get your knob on.
Yeah, Aaron had called me one night, and I was real knobbed up. That was a good phone call, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have too many good phone calls being a 32-year-old man.
Sometimes you got shit to talk about. You got that knob running through your veins. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. I was siphoning Q's Wi-Fi while he was experiencing full immersion in D&D with Dan. No outside interference.
And Dan, how was that D&D campaign? Yep, I'm knobbed up. How was that D&D adventure you had with a friend of the show, Chew, who has still not appeared on the show? Kind of.
He's here in spirit. He got Rona 23, so he's doing the Lord's work. No, I honestly really enjoyed this campaign with him. It's the first time anyone's actually asked me to do sci-fi on purpose. I get to work out a lot of 1950s atomic punk conspiracies centered around UFO crashes and the military industrial complex. So it's a hoot and a holler. I sicked the Durkinator 2000 on him last week. A robot, the greatest creation of Tomnet, Durkadon Industries' most valiant warrior, the Durkinator 2000, with the best aspects of both Terminators, chiseled pecs and liquid metal dick, which he took full advantage of from the get-go.
Oh, speaking of Stranger Things, did you see where Linda Hamilton is going to be in the final season of Stranger Things?
I don't know.
Who's not in Stranger Things at this point?
Let's start off with a game. Today's
hey,
game. Who's not in Stranger Things?
Easy. Harrison Ford. He won't fucking stand for it.
Who should be in Stranger Things but is not in Stranger Things?
Easy. Harrison Ford. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton. As the ghost of Christmas Past. And the very special. There should be a very special Stranger Things. Where maybe they offer Eleven like crystal meth in Hawkins, and she's like, I don't know what that is, as she awkwardly realizes what curse words are. So who else should be in Stranger Things but is not in Stranger Things? Harrison Ford, that would make sense, but of course he doesn't do nerd shit. He thinks it's all lame.
He's fucking over
That's
it.
True. He's getting too much pussy to do fucking Stranger Things.
Elijah Wood.
Yeah,
he could do that.
I'm surprised. I mean, I mean, I'm still a fan of it, but it also seems like it's just a cash grab. Why isn't who's internet daddy? Pablo Pascal. I love the guy. I'm surprised he's not in it already.
Yeah,
Pedro.
I love Pedro Pascal, dude. The thing is he flew too close to the sun too fast. He's always been badass, but then he. Fucking too much too like it's deserved But look, I've been liking Pedro Pascal since he was the fucking Viper in Game of Thrones, okay? So I'm gatekeeping on Pedro Pascal.
Good luck with that. Good Lord. All I see
here's
is
what I mean.
Horny 30 to 40 year old, as far as the eye can see.
Oh, right. Man. Talk about a thirst trap. Speaking of thirst traps, we need Pink Power Ranger Amy Jo Johnson in Stranger Things. I think it's a good icon. Maybe hell a yeah. Friend of Winona Ryder in some way.
Bring her back.
Aaron, did I send you that TikTok of the Power Rangers like in-game mega reunion?
Yeah, that's cool.
Man, that got my dick so fucking hard. They managed to get four, maybe even five of the original actors to come back.
Are you
back
talking about the movie, the Netflix hour-long thing they made?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this was before that. Yeah, I think it was it was their in-game. It was like it was all the Power Rangers of all time. There was a tiny little note I saw in that. I can't help but see like the small shit like that sometimes. And it was so heavy, like, you know, Rangers up on that because they're by themselves. Like, oh, my God, an entire army of, I'm assuming, modern putties. And like, we can't possibly do it on our own. And then, you know, slowly Gandalfing over the ridge is every other generation of Power Rangers. Like, oh, but as they're all like doing their dramatic turnaround to march down and help them out. It was like the first ones they showed had capes, so they turn around and it's all like Raul Julia awesome, and the rest of them are just like, all I do is just regular turn.
Like, we don't have capes in Xenoforce, okay?
Oh, man. Power Rangers, Dino Force 5. Power Rangers, Jet Set Radio Future, where they're all on roller skates, graffitiing the sidewalks.
For justice.
Power Rangers, Tractor Trailer Force Delta. Power Long Rangers, loads. Kratom.
Oh, dude, that one was good. They all just fall asleep.
Watch the shit out of Power Rangers, Kratom.
Need like a Power Rangers Power Wash Simulator team, and it's like you have to pay $50 additional for the skins. All you see are the gloves on their hands. Just
how do people get so into those simulator games, dude?
I guess it's soothing. I just need more game in my game. No shame. I just need more game.
Tons of shame. I just come from someone who played 3 hours worth of Lawnmower Simulator one time.
How was it? Was it fun?
I'd rather do the real thing, brother. God. That was bad.
Wow.
Now okay, we're so knobbing.
I didn't have anything to mix the knob up with, so I used... Are you ready? I used a Tropicana like mixed juice of... It was beet juice.
Fucking hell, man.
What the fuck, dude? Like a cup of coffee. Be an adult.
Just put it over ice.
Jesus, drink it neat.
Beet juice, raspberries, I think maybe agave. Everything that it's not supposed to go with, I went with.
What is that beverage intended for? Is it just a can of shit-aid?
Like, I think it's like... If your kids don't want their vegetables, they can drink it. Which
now that shit on its own is delicious. Nikki be juicing this way, and that shit is fucking good. It'll surprise the hell out of you. She's got like golden beets and cucumbers and carrots and shit in there. I mean, I know whatever. It's like a whole. Oh my god, no one's ever put all these fruits and vegetables. It's just fucking good. It just comes out really tasty.
So Jessica's not made. She found a TikTok of how to make homemade McChickens. They were actually fucking good. It was the chicken patties, like burger patties, the chicken ground chicken patties, and which I'm not a fan of those normally, but you know, season shell those, dredge them and then put them in cornflakes, like roll them around in cornflakes, make patties, and then you air fry it for 10 minutes, five on each side. And dude, it was like I put red onions and lettuce on it, and it was pretty fucking lit.
Hell yeah!
That sounds like a perfectly cromulent chicken sandwich, but I'm afraid a McChicken that is not. Now, we're talking the McChicken, the dollar menu, what used to be McChicken, correct?
That's what the TikTok told her, but I was eating this. I'm like, this is a million times better than a McChicken would ever be.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is too good to be a McChicken.
Right.
This is just a really good chicken sandwich.
You've got to pay a lot of money to make an incredibly shitty McChicken on your own. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I ate them too. But you got to have, like, it's like cast iron. You're going to have to pay thousands of dollars for the machinery to mechanically separate these chickens, and you're going to need that mechanically separated chicken seasoned machinery to be able to really instill that flavor and then pound it.
Is this
flat.
This guy slapping the side of a machine? He's like, hell, this thing's been in operation since 1955. You can't beat it.
Just chugging fucking diesel powered.
Yeah, it's just big billows of black smoke coming out from a factory. Yeah, we're making McChickens.
Here's where we give the chicken parts a good spin. Got to separate all them juices.
So this chicken spinner was blessed by, what's his name, Tom Hanks himself.
Here's what we do. We set the wheel to go about 75 miles an hour. And once it hits about 55, we toss the chicken bits in. And then we let that kind of emulsify due to the velocity of the wheel.
Really? That is how that works. You are correct in using that word.
Emulsify? Points.
Yeah. That's a suspension of water and protein. So, yeah. And fat.
Fuck yeah, dude. God, I'm so
that, I got a little game on that note. Since we got some food talk going, all I have to do is make a game based around food because I know our asses are going to talk about it.
Yeah,
and throw it out there. It's a dumb simple one. It's called Food Face Off. And you talking about chicken patty, McDonald's made me think of some different ones. Basically, like, make your case for which one of these two things are better. Similar sort of avenues. So, like, what about chicken fried chicken versus chicken fried steak?
Okay.
I mean,
Daniel, if I may.
Okay.
The chicken fried steak. I think cube steak is supremely underrated. I think people sleep on it because it is cheap, at least around my parts. I think I hear shit talk of a cube steak. Oh, it's too tough. Oh, it's too this, it's too that. You're cooking it fucking wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a chicken fried steak is delightful. When you get it perfect, it's just the best of both worlds. It really is. And when it's cooked perfectly, I mean, it's just so damn tender and fun. And you're at grandma's house again, and you're just chawing into it and you choke a little bit, but you don't want anyone to know because you're playing secret fat ass again and you don't want anyone to know that you're eating the chicken fried steak too fast. So you just kind of choke.
Dude, I'm with you. I do know a lot of people that talk shit about cube steak, about chicken fried steak.
Yeah. Well, yes. Daniel, you're over here in shock.
Dismay.
I am. That's one of my favorite meals. But, I mean, I see your point. Now, a cube steak, a lot of times people's problems with it is they get a pork cube steak a lot of times. Or if you get a beef one, you've got to do a lot of very delicate techniques. And here's a pro tip. When you go get it from somewhere that actually has a butcher, have them run it through the cuber again at a quarter turn. So it's run through the cuber one way that perforates it. Have them run it through again from the side and perforate it in a checker pattern. And it's a lot more tender. If you don't have a butcher to do that, don't shop there. But I think the same could be said for chicken fried chicken as well. You can overcook it, make it tougher than fucking boot leather. I've had plenty of them at fucking Cracker Barrel. I'm not throwing shade, I'm just saying. But no, a good cube steak, and both of which, if the technique is followed properly, it's good. May I elevate it, though?
Sure.
Instead of either one of those options, I would say a chicken fried or a country fried chuck wagon steak or hamburger steak, if you will, for a Southern folk. Just make your big flat hamburger patty, treat and dredge it the exact same way you would a chicken fried steak. Hell, soak it in buttermilk. You got to be careful because it'll kind of fall apart. But when you go to fry that and you basically just got a cornflake fried chicken fried hamburger, you don't have to worry about it being tough anymore.
I get the thought behind it. I like the flavor of, like, I'm lobbying for the chicken fried steak because that is the one I'm with you. Like, you can fuck up a chicken real bad. I will eat your shoe leather all day. Biscuit drive through chicken fried steak biscuit. I don't give a shit. Hell yeah. I'll. All
right. Something about. There's just this perfect piece of Southern Trinity here where the chicken fried steak with the mashed potatoes and brown gravy and then green beans, salt, and pepper. Those things in unison is just that's a favorite meal of mine.
I kind of agree. There's something about the meat.
Rye brown gravy? Oh, no. Well, I was thinking about the mashed potatoes. No, where is my brain at? White gravy. 110% country white gravy. Oh, yeah. On that.
I don't want most of it. Like chicken, I like to let it stand a little more on its own or flavor up with zest or vegetables. Like, I don't usually go gravy with chicken. I don't like a chicken sandwich that's like deluxed out. I don't like fried chicken and cheese and shit. Like, I want to keep that a little more on its own. But chicken fried steak, give me that gravy.
Right. The only time I'll do a fried chicken with cheese is about once or twice a year at Bojangles. I'll do the chicken, egg, and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Which I got from a long time ago when we went to Gulf Shores together. We stopped by a breakfast joint, Aaron. I forget the name of it, but TR was all about it, and they had a chicken, egg, and cheese.
Martin's?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Old Martin's. They had one in our college town, Carrollton, West Georgia. That shit is decadent. That's about the only damn place I've found it. And I don't think it's a huge chain, but as far as like a restaurant and not grandma making it, they got some badass big old cat head biscuit.
Yeah,
they do. Martin's was always a blast, man. I remember after a long night of partying, going in there at a stout 2 p.m. for breakfast and just ordering shit that's not on the menu. I remember, actually, you know, you funny you bring it up. I ordered a chicken, egg, and cheese that morning, afternoon, after a long night of partying. The chicken, egg, and cheese is it soothes the soul.
There's a power to it. It's something not to be trifled with often due to the arteries closing. But it is.
There's a good, on this note, so we can keep going, what's a good, your best biscuit? Combo biscuit that ends EC. Are you going BEC, SEC? So bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese, chicken, egg, and cheese. What are you doing? SEC, baby. Two time, back to back.
Cheese, egg, and cheese.
So on the country store episode with Chris Deal, we touched on this a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think, if I can recall, and I'll bring this up again, now, I might throw a wild card in here because my tastes have changed. I think the bacon, egg, and cheese is classic. It's wonderful, but it's shifted over more to like, give me a sausage log, not pre-pattied, cut the log, give me a flat chunk of sausage, a little spicy, you know, let's do some medium. Not hot. I don't want it to overpower everything else. Give me a hard fried egg on top. Cheese. I love that. Here we go, though. Bologna, egg, and cheese.
Oh, damn fuck it, that's mine, dude.
Let's burn that bologna. Not to a crisp, but let's char that motherfucker.
Make it regret what it did.
make it remember every time it's hurt me.
Mine's similar. I mean, like, we talked about, you know, like the smash patties that are big now with the Maillard. I want somebody to take that fine ass tube sausage for me and mash a smash sausage, egg, and cheese patty.
Holy shit.
That's what I want.
Has that been done?
I haven't seen it yet. Everybody wants to give you that bland, gray, preformed sausage patty.
Yeah. All right. So we dice some onions up, butter in the pan, Bop, bop, bop. Throw that. Get the patty. Smash it on top. Man. Shit, dude.
What are you thinking, Dan?
Are you doing hamburger, egg, and cheese? Is that adequate?
I would still prefer the spicy breakfast sausage, egg, and cheese over a hamburger patty, egg, and cheese personally for a breakfast biscuit.
I haven't found a breakfast burger that I've been – I've only had maybe one or two. I don't know. It hasn't hit me that right way. It's got to be those breakfast meats. I'd have a ham, egg, and cheese. Pork chop, egg, and cheese can do the trick as well, but final answer. Oh, okay, hold on. If we're doing bologna, egg, and cheese, burnt bologna, cheese, and then a runnier yolk fried egg. Yolk spill over to the bologna. Everything else, I like it pretty hard fried.
I wasn't even going to get y'all fighting about that one because I know how it felt. Yeah, I mean, runny yolk. Fuck that egg cake. God damn it.
That's how I was raised, dude. My mom has always been like, you're going to die if you eat it like that. I didn't have a medium steak until I was like 27.
Damn.
What about a biscuits and gravy, egg, and cheese? Hear me out. Just lay it out like a biscuit and gravy. But before you put the gravy on top, put some eggs down, put some cheese on top of it, then pour the gravy over top.
I've done that. I've actually done that before, like for myself, like when we've made that for the kids and everything. And then, like, I'm usually, you know, being who I am, you know, being the dad, you either get all the food or the last of the food. And I had just spoonful of gravy. I imagine it almost as if it was the mayonnaise of a sandwich. Slopped it on there.
It makes sense. It's delicious. I can't roll with that much. It's just fucking heavy. It slogs me down. Because if you're going either way, like biscuits and gravy or cheese biscuits, like, you know what you know what both of these need? Extra flour, fat, and dairy.
Damn. Biscuit on top of biscuit, dude. It's just a biscuit inception.
Here's your liquid biscuit on top. A little bit of pig fat in there for your ass.
Oh, you like that, don't you, fat motherfucker? Oh, and I do.
I know you do, you fat motherfucker. No, stop.
Talking about secret fat ass again.
Dude, if there's ever some prophetic shit that all three of us have talked about on this show, at least on my end, I think secret fat ass is one of the truest things that's ever come to life on this show. Once I say, I was like, this rings true for everybody. Everyone plays secret fat ass.
Everyone sat in their bed eating a whole 12 pack of tacos from Taco Bell and watched anime. We've all played Secret Badass.
We've all played Secret Badass, dude.
And on that note, let me give you the last one that was the only one I had planned that was the reason for the season. Tell me what you think about Pete Zilla versus Shaq-a-roni.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go. I'm gonna have to go.
Pete Zilla's Little Caesar's newer one, just the like.
I'm gonna have to go. Pete Zilla is more appropriate. My problem with the Shaq-a-roni, well, it does have a high concentration of pepperoni, which I'm after. It means more grease. It's a good pizza equation to have. I've got to say that I'm upset that it's not big pepperonis. You know what I mean? Like, salami, it's the Shaq-a-roni. You already have big pepperonis in existence. You don't have to create a new thing. Just put big pepperonis on it because Shaq real big, right? It's good marketing. Right. They missed an opportunity. I feel like they just kind of slacked off on that one. Feels lazy. The Shaq-a-roni feels lazy.
It's this three-pointer.
In my opinion, It's the lesser of the two pizza joints, too. You got Shaq-a-roni with Papayan, and you got Little Squeezers has the Pizzilla.
You choosing Little Squeezies over Papa John?
Yes. While it's technically a better pizza, I have gotten worse indigestion from Papa John's than Little Caesars has ever given me.
Oh, now everybody's got their own. So, which pizza chain hurts your tum tum? Everyone's different. Everyone's the got worst, their own. For me, it's
Papa
Little
John's
Squeezies.
Fucks me up the most.
Okay. I'm still going to eat them all.
Yeah. It's pizza.
But as far as, like, garlic butter cup shootability.
I never do the garlic butter. I never do the garlic butter.
Oh, yep. I got one in the fridge now, baby.
Never shoot them babies. Drink them cold. Put a little salt on top.
Freeze it. Make it like a lolly.
Don't dare me. Yeah. I will.
What was your pick? What do you ultimately roll with, Dan? I think ultimately I'm going to roll with Shaq-a-roni just because I grew up a Shaq fan. Fuck it.
I mean, Shaq fan or not, it feels lazy. Pizzazilla is good.
I like Pizzadilla. Roll it up in
Pizzadilla.
A mall.
They do that,
Papa
right?
Papa Young has a Pizzadilla. Young has a Pizzadilla.
I think Pizza Hut does it now, too, where they just cover it in Dorito dust.
Yeah.
Oh, what yeah, I forgot. I haven't had the Dorito dust one yet.
What happened with Doritos just being like, we're going to take the dust and put it on everything?
I think they just have a surplus of powder. They don't know what to do with it.
See, that's the back in the day when people first started getting coconut water. They didn't talk about, it was like only a few people could see into the future. No, it was like making that coconut water. You're going to have extra pulp and stuff. Look to the future. You're going to see a lot of products with that organic coconut pulp with coconut oils and stuff they're going to try to shove down your throat because it's the excess. People didn't talk about the Doritos and all the extras they leave behind. Floors caked in dust. They've got mounds of it. Like if you've ever seen a talc factory or any sort of mineral factory like we have in our hometowns, mounds of Dorito dust just hanging out like that in the yard.
Just mining it filler from the ground. Products.
It's like filling products at the base of the mountain. There's just giant 20-foot stacks of Dorito dust. The wind blows just right on a hot summer day. The whole town gets cheesy.
My eyes,
they're Cool Ranch.
There's actually a place.
Onto something, though.
Yeah.
What was that? I do want to say that probably the excess of Dorito dust, right, is a byproduct of the government subsidies of dairy farming, right? They've had to buy all – they paid dairy farmers to make all this milk. We can't possibly drink it all. They've had to turn it all into cheese. What stays better than regular cheese but dried or evaporated cheese, ergo cheese dust. And then that cheese dust, government subsidizes companies that use cheese-heavy foods to get rid of their surplus of cheese. So this excess infusion of Dorito dust – even the Cool Ranch is dairy-based. So, you know, this excess infusion of Dorito dust is a result of government subsidies of dairy farmers. Just like the coconut water.
There's a place I have to go to for work that is literally a manufacturer of food dust.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. They make mixes that you would buy in a grocery store, and then they make food dusts that are sprinkled upon various things. And you want to talk about the strangest smelling building.
I bet.
You go in there and it's like, yeah, it's a very, like, I don't know what the hell I'm smelling, but it smells, it ain't great.
I hope they have it roomed off in the different categories. And there's like the radioactive, like only cross barrier with certain gear, like the tahine dust rooms and shit. Like the talkie dust.
This is where the John Boy and Billy chicken fry mix is at.
Can you imagine working in the offices there? Because you know if you work in the offices there, you're going to smell like fucking powder or gravy mix. Like, no matter.
Let me tell you this. The people that work in the offices there, they have a separate entrance and exit. They never have to fucking go in it.
I would hope so. Say, it's just
show up to
working
meeting.
With gloves.
Now, my ass, I have to go through every inch of it. I go in through the loading dock, and I walk through. I have to go in the safety office to get some PPE on, and then I got to walk to the locker room and do my job there, and then I got to replace legit 400 aprons there every single week. So I get all their dirty aprons. And it's not that bad though. Not that bad. It makes me a lot of money.
It'll put the pounds on you, I bet. Just absorbing cheese dust through your pores.
That's what I'm blaming it on.
Just like this motherfucker right here. Look at this. Man, if y'all didn't watch that Nintendo Direct today, we only got 5 minutes left, so I want to gush about like There's a lot of good stuff. It was the first Nintendo Direct in a while that had a ton of shit for me. But we're getting a new 2D Mario, and he's getting a new power. And it bloats him up into this fat motherfucker right here. I can't wait to play as me some fat fucking elephant Mario. I can't wait to see what Elephant Peach and Daisy look like. And you can play as Daisy now.
Wait, there you can probably do Daisy? Or be Daisy?
Be Daisy? You can be Yoshi's. They're pulling out the stops, baby. But I need to see me a fat, horsed out elephant.
So it's a new 2D Mario?
Yeah, baby. Coming out October.
That's the cool thing about Nintendo. When they do announce something, they're like, and it's going to be out in 2 months.
Right. Somebody come play with me. Four-player co-op.
Is it local four, or is it like, could me and you do it via the internet?
I don't know. I don't know about that. That'd be fun if we could do it online with each other.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's 2023. Why can we not?
Nintendo.
But I don't want to shit on the couch co-op. That's the thing that seems to go away a lot. No, I want to be able to play with people in my home, too. Give me both.
Yeah, both. Both is what we should have in the year of our Lord 2023.
Give me both.
Give me both.
Fuck.
4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Casey.
420.
Yeah.
4 minutes. Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to save it, but there are billionaires in tubes right now underneath the ocean.
Drowning. That's going to be part two of this one because I wanted, to talk on that too.
Let's go on roll part two.
Before we do that, we got four. Yeah, roll an itchy and scratchy, and we'll be right back.
Should we do Alabama Justin for a minute?
Well, here's the other thing, and I've only got 3 minutes, so it'll cut me off, so we won't have to endure it for long. Have y'all been keeping up with UFO news lately, just in the last couple weeks?
I'm
going to say not all the stuff you've seen. No, there's no way.
Daniel knows the most. I would say I know second, and then Aaron would be third. That's my guess.
Did you see where that guy and like several other top government officials are just like, yeah, we've got ships. Yeah, we've had them. We've been collecting them for 70 fucking years. We know where they come from. We know what they are. We have some of our own. Deal with it. Like literally one of the highest level security dudes and like all his contemporaries are just like.
The guy's like, do we have, it's like some British dude. He's like, no, do we, is there ships? And he's pretty much like, oh yeah. Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a bunch.
I've seen them. I drove one 7-Eleven one time.
I got one parked out in the damn fucking parking lot right now.
Just puts out Marlboro lights. Damn, man.
Parked in the driveway. It looks like a Dodge Dart.
It just may have. Oh, hell. They don't make them like they used to. You know, these old alien ships, man, hell. You can go about zero to speed of light, about 15, 25.
Matthew McConaughey's just standing out, leaning on it, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, he's leaning on alien tech. Yeah, you know, back in my time, these are made of solid steel. You get $4,000 or $5,000 off of this if you turn that in.
If you melted it down.
Bro, you melt the steel.
Redneck's
down.
Meth head's trying to figure out where the catalytic converter is on the bottom of it, trying to cut it off.
Only for them to realize that it's an entire catalytic converter. The entire thing is a catalytic converter.
We can sell this thing for so much meth.
Dale, this whole thing is like $10, $20 worth of meth. I love meth, man.
Let's speaking of, before the end here, I just got a little news bulletin in. It says body found. In Candy's Creek, Cleveland, behind Collins Drive on Wednesday. They don't know who it is. Still trying to figure out the identity and cause of death. If you murdered someone and buried them in Candy's Creek in Cleveland, Tennessee, near us, you can trust us. Yeah.
Reach out at Talking Hawks Podcast. gmail.com.
Send an achievement.
Some crackhead just drowned. UFOs are real. Why?
Oh, man.
This is why they should just go ahead and just let it all out. Because, honestly, we'll be shocked for, like, 24 hours. And then it'll be like, oh, billionaire stuck in tube. And
yeah, what you done for me lately? See, they work together with Hollywood to desensitize us. That way, now we're ready for it. And like you said before, Dan, like most things we've talked about, is like they're letting us know this now. So what do we not know now? What is the thing they're covering up by letting us know this at this point?
And that is soft disclosure. And I'm looking for more of a half chub disclosure.
Yeah.
Maybe even a semi soft or partway flaccid disclosure. I don't need a rock hard disclosure. I don't need aliens showing up my fucking living room.
Episode title, rock hard. Okay. Is that the episode title? Rock hard disclosure?
Rock hard disclosure? Hard disclosure. Sounds good to me.
And I'm so flaccid.
All right. Well, if you guys want to stay hard with us, give us a second. We'll be right back. And that's what happened after the murder.
Damn. What a tale.
Yeah. It's crazy what happens when we turn the Zoom off.
Oh, man. That's only for the patrons to know.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Why do I do it? Oh, cool. Hey, Casey, Aaron. Yeah. There are billionaires in tubes right now.
Yes, let's talk about the billionaire tube dream.
Everybody else is.
Then let's give our hot three white guy take on it. So for those of you not aware, billionaires are in tubes, and they wanted to go see if Leonardo DiCaprio is still at the bottom of the ocean.
Yep. What better to do with billions of dollars than to just go see what happens to misappropriations of billions of dollars?
So, using what looks like to be a PlayStation 2 remote, it was a good remote. It's a great remote.
What was it? It's a Logitech like gaming pad or some shit, right? Like a legit.
Yeah. Too bad. Yeah, I mean, they're not the first people to use a gaming controller to control something like that.
Right. Hey, whatever works, man. What was it in the past? There was like a.
They weren't using
was the it some NASA shit controller. That like a ton of PS2s were used for to like do some shit?
The Space Shuttle Challenger used an NES controller.
Hell yeah.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
Dude, I mean, it's got everything you need, up, down, left, right, A, B. A is gas, B is brake. Start pauses the game.
If they'd have put in the Konami code, they would have had 40 extra lives, and it would have been all right.
Well, what's that one? Up, down, left, right?
Oh my! Up, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, start.
Up, down, down.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Left, right.
Up, down, down.
I don't know. Up, down. I'm thinking of Grand Theft Auto. Unlock all weapons. Up, down, left, right.
L1, R1, L1, R1, R2, L2. Yeah.
And now I have no wanted level.
Sweet. Oh, man. I had those big eyes, dude.
Me too, dude.
Click, 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 click.
And I have grenade launchers.
Yeah.
I'm a cool dude in the 90s.
Yeah. But they're in them tubes. And what's fun is we're recording this in the midst of the tube debacle. Now, this will be released sometime next week. Monday.
Well, we'll know their fate by then.
But we'll have a lot more information when this releases than we do right now. So, if I may, I think we should speculate just a little bit and a quick little game that I just made up while I was smoking a cigarette called Deadlines.
Okay.
So, coming up next Monday, right, there'll be a lot more developed about this whole billionaire tube debacle. What are some headlines you expect to see lead up to Monday? Today's Wednesday, the year of our Lord 2023, 6/21. Over the weekend, as we go into the weekend, what will be the next headline about our billionaire tubes?
Oh, let's see.
There's nothing great. I'm trying to workshop it. There's something like wet money. Or like, you know, their heart will not go on. There we go.
That might be it.
It's Friday night down in the billionaire tube. And it's time to cut loose from a long week using a Logitech controller to go to the bottom of the ocean. How are those crazy cats in that billionaire tube going to unwind on a Friday night?
Screaming for help.
probably just,
they can't hear us for the tube.
passing out? Will they pass out before the pressure gets there? What happens first? Both sound pretty okay.
Some fun Friday night cocktails.
They're playing Rook. They're playing a game that takes forever. Someone brought Dizzy Monopoly, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Appropriate.
Clue, I imagine, is a good one, especially Battleship. When they start murdering each other.
Yeah, no, it'll be Battleship. Just every guess hits. Yep, looks like tunes are,
what kind of tunes are they going to play on their Friday night party time?
Let's see.
Well, there's the obvious Yellow Submarine.
Good.
It's like, God damn it, Ted, you made a mixtape just for this, and it's Yellow Submarine 40 times in a row.
It's also just got Octopus's Garden.
Oh, great. The good Beatles songs.
It's exactly as much oxygen as we have left. So when the music stops, we run out of air.
Hey, I want this song to go on for, I don't know what's worse, this song going on or my heart stopping. I mean, I want to see the Titanic too, but it's also on the bottom.
I don't give a fuck about that. You wouldn't catch my big ass in there. I mean, it sounds horrifying.
What would you pull your dick out and jerk one more time, dude?
It's completely dark. It's pitch black in there. There's no lights other than what they brought with them. If the machine doesn't have power, it's pitch dark. You gotta be jerking it. I imagine everybody in that tube is jerking it.
I fucking hear you. Gosh.
I don't know what's worse. Commit a few acts of sexual assault in the bottom of the ocean.
What happens at the bottom of the ocean stays at the bottom of the ocean.
Look, if that guy that runs Virgin Airlines can send people to the moon, why can't we go to the bottom of the ocean?
It's a lot fucking harder.
It's a right. lot goddamn harder. A lot harder to get to the bottom of the ocean. Goddamn.
Yeah. So, do you think they just got wedged in the fucking ballroom? Like, okay, all right. So they're down there, and the dude's like, "Dude, don't be a pussy. Let's go inside."
Yeah. I paid $200,000 for this shit. I want to see where Leonardo DiCaprio boned that bitch in the car.
An extra $100,000.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, let's go see if Leonardo's painting of that naked chick with the tits is down here. It's a movie.
Hey, what do you think? Do you think maybe the pilot, like something along that line, like here's an extra $200,000. Take his time. He's like, hey, fuck it. If I live, I'm double the richer. If I don't, I take these smug bastards out with me.
Yeah, I really see that being what happened is a kind of a hold my beer kind of moment. I don't see. I mean, yeah, catastrophic failure, but that's not fun. I'm kind of with you guys. They it was a dare. They're just throwing sweaty wads of cash at them to drive them into the boat. And they're going to die in the Titanic inside of a metal tube full of money.
Hey, show me where all the Irish guys were pumping coal into the engines.
Let's see where they danced at.
I'm trying to see if I can't see no skeletons. Look, if James Cameron, so he went and saw it. He didn't go inside the boat. He just guessed what the inside looked like.
He probably had maps and papers and shit.
He had something to say about this situation. Fuck if I know what he said. Has anyone
called James Cameron to rescue them? I mean, he's
the only one that knows the emergency exits and where they're at.
I think they've tried. Yeah. I'm going to see what
he said. Send the avatars down there. They can swim now. Send the Na'vi down there. They'll go get them.
Those movies fucking suck.
They are. They're god-awful. Why does anyone like them? They're trash. They're pretty.
What was the last good James Cameron movie? Fucking Terminator 2?
Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Aliens. God. Terminator 2.
But Terminator 2 came after Aliens, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, Terminator 2.
What fucking clickbait, man. God damn. I looked up like James Cameron's statement about submarine. And it's just this clip from this article they picked was Cameron himself has spoken about the experience of being underwater during the terrorist attack on September 11, 2001. I was just diving to the Titanic.
What a pussy. Hiding under the ocean like a pussy.
That's right.
You just, this is what you go down, you see the Titanic, you do a loop, and you go back up.
Nope.
They had to have gone inside that boat, and it's kind of like, you know, when you were a kid, you used to swim underneath people when they were on the raft, but you misguided, and you get fucking caught for a half second, you're like, I'm going to drown. I'm 8 years old, and I'm going to drown.
This is an in-and-out mission. This is just the tip. You don't want to linger.
Mm-mm, no. So here's the thing. That metal tube full of billionaires ain't got a window on it because it's so fucking far down. So everything's through a screen. So you know some billionaires on that boat like, how'd I know it's really the Titanic and you ain't just showing me a YouTube video? I need you to go in there, find me some negligee from the 1920s, and here's a big sweaty wad of cash to go fucking do it. And they got stuck. That's 100% what happened. I guarantee. I give you my Cajun guarantee that that is what happened.
It's an interesting, funny. Well, yeah, I mean it's funny. I'm telling you right now, if I go the Titanic money and I died, make fun of me, please.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. God, there's no. What would you do with that money instead? There's no fucking way. I'd rather send me the other way. Go to space. That seems safer.
Yeah, for real. Just not any of that. What's fun is no matter how much money they've got, you know, they didn't make billions of dollars hiking up the price of insulin to fucking just do a lap, you know? And now that they're down there, that money doesn't mean shit. It can't do shit for them. All that accumulation, all that time, still gonna fucking drown, just like a poor person would.
Death and taxes, baby.
I think that's mostly
true. It's not even taxes anymore. You know they used to say that? I'm sorry, but death and taxes, we all go through it. Fuck no, it's just death now.
Yeah.
That's the only equalizer.
They, I think that's mostly true. You know, if they end up not making it for fucking sure, but down there, that money still does mean so, like they're getting much more search effort and give a damn about it than like some orphan on a raft.
Yeah. Yeah. All the migrants floating across the Atlantic. Yeah. They're just getting torn apart by sharks. Meanwhile, we got four white dudes on the bottom of the ocean trying to be fucking Jacques Cousteau. Love it, dude.
So, you know, in the spirit of our game, we'll close it up. Like, ultimately, and we're going to see how bad we're going to eat it. But, like, ultimately, this is going to come out Monday, and God knows they're going to run out of air long before then. So we'll kind of know where we're at before this comes out. What is the conclusion? Casey, how does this end? Funny answers.
How does this end? They find the submarine, and they open it. And nobody's in there.
Oh, fuck. Ghost Ship.
Ghost Ship 2. Electric Boogaloo, dude. The first one was pretty good. They should have made sequels.
That was good cheese. I liked it.
Harry, how's this go down? It's Monday morning. What's your prediction? How's this going to go down by the time this comes out?
Oh, I'm going to chew them up like this apple here.
You know, a marriage is a lot like peeling an orange.
What happens to their bodies? You know, imagine being the guy, like they get the submarine, they bring it up, they get it to dry land, and then they're all looking at each other like, who's gonna crack this bad boy open?
Oh my god, and all the depressurized body goo just spews out of the top like a metal
would that
rail?
Be what it is? Would it just be goo?
If they're crushed by pressure, it'll just be goo. Yeah. If they just run out of air and suffocate, probably just be some rotten bodies in a can.
Kind of like sardines.
Depends on
how
it goes down.
Just not a loose good. Can of sardines.
You got any funny predictions for how this goes down? Saved by James Cameron.
Titanic 2. Cthulhu
drags him to the surface. Titanic 2. They don't give a shit.
He's over there chewing on his apple, dude.
They're just chawing.
I'm telling you about an apple.
I already gave you my answer. It's apple.
That's my answer, dude. Ate it up. Well, I assume they'll all be dead or crushed into an aluminum can, but I'd like to think that maybe these new UFO friends we learned about might save them. Maybe that'd be our further interaction with them. They're like, hey, we got all your billionaires. And then they murder them live on public television. And we all cheer. Web. Yay!
So... I mean, it's weird because, you know, if they take any piece of the Titanic out from those depths after this long, it'll just destroy itself upon, like, entry to...
Yeah.
I don't understand. You know, they could have just went to Pigeon Forge, the Titanic Museum, and gotten roughly the same experience.
Yeah, and with that right kind of money, you get VIP status at Margaritaville. Hell, Jimmy Buffett dude, going.
You could.
That's how you get that Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, yeah, no. That's how you get that JBBJ, dude.
Jimmy Buffett. Oh my god! And hell, with that kind of money, you could just rent out the whole damn laser port. Play laser tag inside the arcade on the go-karts.
Dandy, you know about the JBBJ, right? You know about mine and Aaron's, one of our oldest jokes is just the idea of Jimmy Buffett giving.
Oh, you know.
Oh, he knows. He was probably there when I was drunk.
What?
Hey, Jimmy, how about you go in and sing one of them songs? Give me that one, bro.
Hey,
cheeseburger.
Yeah, I have to warm up in vocal cords, boy.
Hey, go on now. Where are you wasting away again at, brother? Go ahead, let me know. Sing into the microphone. It's just Jimmy Buffett takes a quarter inch of dick in his mouth. He just starts throwing up, dude.
The worst gag reflex of any musician.
That extra part, like he can't suck a dick worth a damn.
He wants to, though. That's the thing, is he's down. He just can't.
Oh, it makes him crazy.
It makes him crazy. Wasting. He just held the head.
No, I'm poor bastard.
Come on, and your dick's just soft. Like, you making me lose my edge, brother. Come on now.
I'm going to have to take more of these gas station pee-pee pills.
Too late. I done took them all, Jimmy.
Oh, man.
You going to make me do this here at Margaritaville, my hotel? Yes, sir.
Oh. That's a rough time while I'm eating firecracker shrimp, table 21.
I'm peeling the tail out and just sucking them down.
Oh, the shrimp are making him gag.
Yeah. Oh, you're trying not to look, but...
Hey, Jim.
Damn, that man's a legend.
This is all a legend. I heard this. It'll mean it's true. Hey, JB. I call him JB. Hey, you should come over here for a little bit, babe.
Take a knee. Hell, take two.
Take both them knees.
Hey, you like the ice crush, baby?
Hello. You ever been to? Did we talk about you?
Oh, dude, one of my favorite experiences is me, Jessica, and the kids. We stayed at Margaritaville, dude. I didn't receive a JBBJ that evening, but they did have a rooftop pool, and which was cool. And they had the Margaritaville mixer, which is a stellar piece of drink making technology. And I was just making cocktails on the back porch. I actually have a great picture of myself. My hair is just completely fucked up, and Jessica took it of me in Margaritaville drunkenly drinking a cocktail I made at 3 a.m. God, that was back when I was smoking cigarettes every day. God bless.
What a time to be alive.
I miss them. Daniel, let me tell you something, dude. I'll smoke them whenever we...
get you hit.
I'll smoke them whenever we record and we're all together. But, dude, I fucking miss. I don't know what was harder for... Like, honestly, if you look back, like, I miss weed and cigarettes every single day, and I do neither now. And it's
good for you. I'm proud of you, Casey. That's a hard road to plow. I couldn't do it, man. I'd have to. I gave up drinking. That's all they're gonna get. That's all you're gonna get out of me. You can have the booze. That's it.
I'll try to live in more moderation with everything. That's my caveat. But the smoking, I gotta Yeah, that's the one that was out for me too. I miss it to a degree. It's like I miss it when I want it. And then the rest of the time I'm feeling better, I don't.
If I keep myself busy, I'm not thinking about it. But it's those low times. It's those quiet moments where everything's actually cool at the house, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, damn, I wish I was high.
To even
more appreciate the moment, to just be totally in a zen state of relaxation. But then also in my personal situation, we like railroaded any kind of progression in my life because of my work history and what I've done, not finishing college and what have you. It had completely railroaded any kind of progression, and it took me a while to really come to terms with that.
No, baby, you're fine. I mean, hell, I ain't let it slow me down. Shit, I've had to take a bunch of wild jobs and various pyramid schemes and, you know, beat up children and take money out of their parents' wallets. But by God, I finally got myself an established, well, career is not the right word, but place to go every day. And well, they don't judge me for how I look or what I say or what I smell like when I come in the mornings. They just take me as I am.
I mean, they do, but it's just okay. You're allowed to do it.
Oh, yeah. I just choose not to hear them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, treat everybody differently is one of those things. And I do think that is on a, like, a little more seriously. It's one of the, like, you hear people bitch about, like, the bad things in life. Like, yeah, don't hate people for who they are. Don't push your religion on them. But then you got stuff like old fucking potheads who are like, oh, I'm chill. I'm laid back. Why the fuck aren't you smoking, though? And just proceed to berate you about that like any other cult of believers. Like, oh, you ain't doing it right. You ain't doing enough. You ain't smoking the right kind. Fuck you. Smoke like me. And like, God, like, I thought you were supposed to be chill, hippie.
Yeah, I ain't very chill of you, bro. It's not very wavy gravy of you at all.
Just going back and like the amount of, I mean, just in the literal 10 to 12 years that I was doing it, man, I loved it all the time.
Never stop rocking.
And now if I was to even ding a piece of the truck, I will be tested.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No gods, no masters, Casey. Don't forget what our ancient forefathers taught us. No gods, no masters.
Yeah, but also, I'm just like we're on the precipice of like not struggling, and that's been a whole other side of it.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Like, I mean, we all eat a little shit somewhere, even though, like, those people, you know, who are like, it's fucking nothing, you fucking up, you doing one, it's like, baby, you fucking up too, you got somebody to deal with.
Yeah. I gotta answer some.
I just tell myself eventually I'll be able to again. But for now, I'm focusing on that. I went to bed at 8 last night, woke up at 3 this morning, been up ever since 3 a.m. You know, I still enjoy it though. It's better than what I've ever done with anything else. I was able to take, we had a little celebratory dinner for one of the kids yesterday for doing well in school this year, and the grandmother came along, Jessica's mom, and she's kind of found herself in kind of a harder financial spot, and for the first time in like our kind of familial relationship, I actually took her out, like, hey, I'm paying for everything. I've never been able to do that.
That's a good feeling, man. I feel that. That's a good dad power move.
How tight was your butthole?
So here's a story for the pod. And so we're at Miller's Ale House. Tuesdays, kids eat free, and Silas loves that place, and it was for him. So I was
Never been.
And the food's actually pretty good. I mean, it's like you're kind of Longhornish. You know, I'd rather have that than Cheddar's or Longhorn or any of those places. Because what they do, they make incredible fucking Cheddar's. I have a whole thing about Cheddar's. They do. they have sometimes. Chicken fingers that are awesome. They're really fucking good. So I usually they call them zingers, and they have this they call them the Zinger Mountain Melt, which is literally their chicken tenders in whatever sauce, and they put them on top of French fries covered in cheese and bacon. With the and their ranch is like house made, and it's just so nice and cool, and oh man,
I can't get that's rough. That's a bomb. I can't even do that stuff anymore. I find myself like I'm eating like the fourth handful of the fifth fried thing on this plate, and I'm just like,
Yeah, no, it was rough. Today was a much healthier day. It's like I had a food hangover, but I was like, going to Miller's, gotta get the Zinger Mountain Melt for $14.99.
Zinger Mountain Melt sounds dope as hell, dude. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it's like take your favorite appetizer and turn it into a meal. That's the Zinger Mountain Melt, dude.
Are the tendies on top of the fries or underneath the fries? Yes,
on top of the fries.
I feel like underneath would be a better move, but I'm not one to tell them how to make their Zinger Mountain Melt.
Who am I?
Who am I to judge?
And then Jessica was looking at the menu, and she's like, you know, being super girly about it. She's like, what do I want? And I'm like, fuck. And she goes, oh, let's see what the deals of the day are. And she's like, oh my gosh, Casey, I have to have this. And I'm like, asshole is like that. And I'm like, what do you want, baby? And she's like, snow crab legs. And I'm like, fuck. Shit.
You know what looks good? Right. These shitty little ringed out, barely survived chain
snow. Yeah, I know we're not a seafood restaurant, but let's order seafood.
And, like getting a steak at Red Lobster, man. Just not a good move.
Yeah, what you do? So she and I look at her and I do this. I go, I know I did this. I didn't mean to. She goes, I want to get the snow crab legs. And my and for viewers of YouTube, you'll see this. I go this. I go, I do.
Yeah, good plan.
Good, sick. I can't wait for you to want to eat my food instead.
And she I'll be having the snow crab legs.
Yeah, and then she looked at me. She goes, she says this. She goes, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just pay for my own food. And I was like, no.
Oh.
That's not what I'm saying.
I ain't a part of this convo, by the way.
Hold on. There's a good ending to this.
Okay, okay.
We divorced. No.
Nice. All over some snow crab legs. Fantastic.
No, so she gets the crab legs out, and then she kind of realizes as soon as she gets them, she's like, I have no idea how to eat these.
Nice.
And I looked at her and I was like, you never do. Every time you eat crab, I had to crack 90% of the crab for her. So I'm sitting there eating chicken finger and then like snap, pull. And then she was like, thank you, baby, for getting me the food and also cracking and pulling apart the food and giving that all to me. And I'm like, it's fine. And at the end, she's like, I should have just got what you got. I'm like, you said that literally the past two times we've been to Miller's. You're like, I should have gotten the Zinger Mountain Melt. Get the Zinger Mountain Melt, dude.
You won't hear me say that.
They're really moving some mountains over there. Yeah, man, the turnover rate on that's got to be extreme. I bet they're slinging Mountain Melts like a motherfucker.
It's $14.99, dude.
Is it like a luge of cheese? You can just like take a shot straight to the.
It's actually pretty tastefully done. It's
nacho cheese, Jason.
You know, it's not goo cheese. It's shredded cheese. They throw it in the oven. Up.
Zinger.
And damn, 10 minutes already. Nice.
Zinger Mountain Melt.
Miller's Zinger Mountain Melt. Melt. This could also be the name of the episode, is Zinger Mountain Melt.
Yeah. Let's get that. Let's get that friend of the podcast.
Miller's Ale House. I mean,
if you told me it was from Applebee's, I'd believe you.
Shut the fuck up, man. Yeah. Does it sound white trash on paper? Yes. Does it look white trash in person? Double. However, the quality of the chicken is awesome. And who don't love a little fried cheese and bacon action? A little house-made ranch.
Why didn't you tell me that you could make it Miller size with double zingers for just $9.99
or more? Now, that's sharing size if you're trying to split it with somebody, brother.
Damn. This is my new favorite thing, man. The Zinger Mountain Melt. Holy fuck, if I join their e-club, I can get free Zingers with a $20 purchase. I bet their drinks are $20.
Let's come up with better slogan. I love it when people lean so hard into a bad name like Zinger Mountain Melt and Double Zing Me. That like it just become people just start to fucking accept it. I want to give people a porcupine. I want to fill it. I want to fill an oversized pot pie to the brim with just meat after meat. Just pound the meat in there, and I'll let them pork it up for an extra $5. Pork me more.
Double the pork and the pork blaster pork belt.
Go ahead and double down, if you will.
Double down on the pork catastrophe.
For the record, I did not Miller size my Mountain Melt. My Zinger Mountain Melt. Okay? And fuck you, Aaron, for looking it up.
I'm working on it. Did you put it up there? Because I'm trying and I can't find where Zoom went.
That's a great idea. Oh, fuck yeah.
Can we do that?
We got to show the people. They can give me like 10 more seconds, baby. Oh, I blurred my background. I didn't change it.
Was there nothing but dicks in the back?
Oh, no. They see my real house now.
They know where I live.
Oh, no. They've seen it.
Aaron, can you share it in?
I already got it. I'm right there.
There we go.
Damn,
you
beat me.
Got this. We're double down. See, double down. Now it's Miller's size, baby.
Oh, fuck. Damn. Try our new chicken tender apocalypse plate.
God damn it. Well, now I kind of want it. Sauce. I mean, if you talk about something long enough, I kind of want it.
I mean,
their sauce is good. This is the goddamn secret fail ass episode of the century right here, dude. I'm just eating it with my arm around the plate, like hunkered down. Oh,
you gotta protect.
I'm eating my Mountain Melt.
Just like just over it, so nobody is like, baby, nobody's gonna steal that for me. It's as much for you as it is for me.
I tell you what, though, when that Mountain Melt hits the table, everyone says the same thing. Damn, I should have got that.
Does it come out sizzling like fajitas?
No, it comes out with a gun and one bullet.
Dude, that's the commercial. That's how you sell it. It's like, you know, it's like the traditional, you go around the table, oh, I have this, and they showcase every, you know, a bunch of stuff they have, their monthly special or whatever. It's all good. It's all good. But now the Zinger Mountain Melt is at your knuckles. Like, damn, I should have got that.
Damn. I should have got that.
Dude, this might be one of the hardest times I've ever laughed at the fucking show. This is the fucking Zinger Mountain Melt.
It's gold.
So if you go to Miller's, pass on the snow crab and get yourself a fucking plate full.
Tell them the hog sent you.
Yeah. Use promo code Hogs 15.
Hit up with the promo code on the, where it says tip, add on the bill, put Hogs 15.
You know what? For every Hogs 15 we get written in the tip line at Miller's Ale House with a Zinger Mountain Melt, if you Miller size it, I'll a buck of that tip's on me.
That's not.
For CC that back to Aaron.
Yeah. Send us a photocopy of your receipt.
Oh, dude, what if this was the thing that went viral? It's like, I'm in the hole, boys. God damn, that's a lot of Mountain Melt tip money.
How many Miller's people Miller size it? Why are so many people Miller sizing it?
There's that increased the percentage of the tip.
They're in the back. The fucking fryers are just bursting into flames. We can't keep up. There's too many Mountain Melt.
Could I at least work for them then? Like, you don't get any money, but you'll never want again. Like, as many zingers as you can handle, boy.
When you, and let me tell you something, I finished the plate, and at the end, there is a feeling that comes over you.
No, it looks good, man. That's a dandy treat right there, is what that is.
What do you feel worse after eating? A Zinger's Mountain Melt, a Pizzilla, or a Shaq-a-roni?
Wait, tell me again.
So, Shaq-a-roni, Zinger's Mountain Melt, or throwing something besides pizza. What's another big?
What's the question, though?
What do you feel worse after eating all of?
The Zinger's Mountain. The Zinger Mountain Melt is quality. Okay, again for the 18th time, the tenders are fantastic. The fries are great. The sauce is wonderful. And the house made ranch. So suck my dick. I don't feel bad.
Zing me, baby.
If I had a Pizzilla, I would shit and puke at the same time.
Now, I will throw a contender into the ring that probably will make me feel worse than any meal. It's this Goober Smoochin' monstrosity, the loaded Blooming Onion. That's right, folks.
Come on.
The Blooming Loaded Onion is a regular Blooming Onion with the Aussie cheese fries attached. Now,
yeah,
the Blooming Onion on its that's own trash. Will pin you to the ground.
It's great.
I'm not against the Mountain Melt. I'm just saying that.
Stop saying Mountain Melt, dude.
God damn it, steal the Mountain Melt.
Goddamn, so.
Goddamn Mountain Melts. I'll say the loaded Blooming Tunyon, no rules, just ride at the gout back, is probably my number one.
No rules, dude. There's no rules.
This guy rules
just come at the gout back with the Blooming Tunyon.
The loaded busted ton, dude. Whenever they brought that up at the board meeting, they were like, should we do this? And then he said, well, it is no rules.
We declared that there are no rules, and in doing so, we have been a direct affront to God. And by doing so, we will create the most salacious foodstuffs known to man. I don't know what an AVIF file is. We're going to see if I can shove it up Zoom's ass. These Australian snacks, they have a different file type than most of your average appetizers do.
I'm going to put the very first image in my background as we close out in the last minute and a half here. That's the first thing Google Images gave me when I typed in Busted Tunyon. I think the answer might surprise you.
Show me.
You'll only know that by going to youtube.com/TalkingHogs or Talking Hogs Podcast.
Right. This is YouTube only content, my friend.
I don't know what this is, and it's backwards. Oh, it's my something God.
Wow.
Busted.
You looted.
That's me after the Mountain Melt, dude. Busted.
we got to get off here. It's Tunyon time. Homer.
All right. Tons Daniel, of fun, I'm sorry boys. About your Tunyon, dude.
Man, it's going to be all right. You know, through Christ, all things are possible.
Let's get plugged. You look for the Tunyon and I'll do the plugs. Guys, if you want to bust your Tunyon, if you want to find out more about the Mountain Melt, which might be one of the best bits we've had in recent history, go on down to patreon.com/talkinghogs if you want hot sauce for your mountain melt. That's going to be the busted tonguing right there.
Talking Hogs
everything. ATLBurns.com. Use your promo code HOGS15 for 15% off your checkout for your hot sauce. Go on social media. Follow us at Talking Hogs. Go to the Twitter, Hogs Talking. That's backwards. Fuck Twitter. Email us at the Gmail if you want to fuck on and suck on. That's Talking Hogs Podcast at gmail.com. That's Talking Hogs Podcast at gmail.com. We